Liturgical Day, Tuesday, the 34th, in Ordinary Time. The Gospel according to St. Luke. While some people were talking about the temple, remarking that it was adorned with fine stonework and rich gifts, Jesus said to them, "The days will come when there shall not be left one stone upon another of all that you now admire. All will be torn down." And they asked him, "Master, when will this be, and what will be the sign that this is about to take place?" Jesus then said, "Take care not to be deceived, for many will come claiming my title and saying, 'I am the Messiah.' The time is at hand. Do not follow them. When you hear of wars and troubled times, do not be frightened. For all this must happen first, even though the end is not so soon." And Jesus said, "Nations will fight each other, and kingdom will oppose kingdom. There will be great earthquakes, famines, and plagues. In many places, strange and terrifying signs from heaven will be seen." The commentary today is by Father Antoni Oriol from Vic, Catalonia. Today, astounded, we listen to the Lord's severe warning. "The days will come when there shall not be left one stone upon another of all that you now admire. All will be torn down." Jesus' words can be placed in the antipodes of the so-called indefinite human progress culture, or, if preferred, of the unstoppable evolution of some techno-scientific and political military leaders of the human species. Where from? Where to? This nobody knows, and nobody can tell, other than, in the last instance, a supposed eternal matter that denies God, while at the same time usurping his attributes. Amazing how they try to make us swallow it hook, line, and sinker, who on their side refuse to accept the temporality and precarious status typical of our human condition. As disciples of the Son of God made man, Jesus, we hear his very words, and while making them ours, we ponder them. He is saying, "Take care not to be deceived." This is said by him who came to bear witness to the truth, while affirming that those belonging to the truth listen to his voice. And he adds, "The end is not so soon," which means, on the one hand, that we still have time for salvation, and we must take advantage of that, and on the other, that the end will eventually come. Yes, Jesus will come to judge the living and the dead, as we profess in the Creed. Dear readers of Contemplating Today's Gospel, dear brothers and friends, a few verses further down this fragment I'm commenting now, Jesus encourages us and consoles us with these words that I repeat in his name: "By your endurance you will gain your souls." By trying to be a warm and cordial echo of these words, and with the energy of a Christian hymn, we shall exhort one another, quote, "Let us persevere, as we are already attaining the summit with our hands," end of quote.